Welcome to the David Matto Lifestyle Show. This is the show that teaches you how to become stronger, thinner, healthier, happier, and much more. Now, here's your host, Dr. David Matto.
Welcome to David Matto Radio. I'm Dr. Dave, and I am broadcasting live from Union Square in beautiful Manhattan, New York, USA. Sometimes I do some shows here. You know, it just depends where I am. But for some reason, I get a lot of positive energy broadcasting from Manhattan, especially Union Square. I just love it. And by the way, it's the David Matto Lifestyle Show. I'm going to help you live stronger, thinner, healthier, and happier. Got a great one for you today, guys. If you're brand new, welcome, welcome, welcome. If you've been hanging around with me for some time, I apologize. No, I thank you very much for sticking with me. And I'm gonna pay you back today with a really, really great show. So number one, a lot of times people ask me like why I come to New York. And I come to New York for many different reasons. I'm in Maryland, and it's only a short drive by car or train. So I get up here a decent amount. And when I'm here, I just, well, one of the things, you know, my talk that I give at VegFests and conferences and lifestyle conferences, things like that, is called 10 Ways to Supercharge Your Life. 10 Ways to Supercharge Your Life. And one of the ways I talk about is moving your body. And I'm a firm believer in moving your body, and moving your body a lot. Now, you don't have to do anything extreme. Yeah, I've run a lot of marathons in my life. I don't know if I'm running marathons anymore. I think it's half marathons, I think, are a good distance for me. But I just don't think I just ran a half marathon yesterday. I think full marathons, I don't know, getting a little out of control. But you don't have to do anything extreme at all. My favorite exercise, my favorite way to move my body is walking. And let me tell you, when I'm here in Manhattan, I do a lot of walking. It's pretty rare that I jump on the train. The only time I jump on the train is I'm going like ultra, ultra, ultra far distance, and I've got to be there in a certain amount of time, or the weather is horrible. Otherwise, like today, I've not been on a train. I just put one foot in front of the other. I've got my Fitbit on my left wrist, and it tracks how many steps I take, and I just do it. Another thing I love about moving my body in Manhattan, you know, they've got this, whenever there's construction sites around buildings, they've got the scaffolding? I hope I'm pronouncing the word right. Scaffold, you know, when they've got the metal reinforcement pipe around buildings. And I use that, I take advantage of the scaffolding, and I do pull-ups. Yeah, I stop what I'm doing, I stop my walk, I just find a good area where I can grab onto the bar pretty easily. I call it a pull-up bar, and I start doing pull-ups in the middle of Manhattan. And do people look at me and think I'm a little weird? Maybe they do, but do people look at me and say, man, I wish I could be doing something like that? Most people cannot do a pull-up. Most people cannot do a proper pull-up where you grab onto a bar, you hang from your, you know, hang with your arms, and your hands are facing out, not in. Your hands are facing out. And try doing that. Try doing even one pull-up. Not easy, but when you start slowly and maybe start hanging first, strengthen your arms up a little bit, start hanging, then try to do one. Then just try to do one and see what happens. And then don't hurt yourself, though. And when you feel like you're ready to do one, try it. Then maybe two the next time. Just go slowly. Go slowly. Don't hurt yourself. But pull-ups are great. Great exercise for your arms, your back, your abs. May I say more? You don't need a gym. Just come to New York. I've been super, super busy with some of my projects going on now. And let me just share real quickly, then we're going to get on to the main topic. Oh, you're going to love this, by the way. You're going to love this story I have to tell you today. But real quickly, I've been working on something that's going to come out in 2017. It's called, what's it called? Flat Freaking Stomach. Flat Freaking Stomach. It's going to be a book. It's going to at least start with a book. Coming out in 2017. It's going to be awesome. You know, too many of us, present company included, I've had problems in the past with my stomach being just a little bit bigger than I want it to be. And when you get over the age of 40, 45, 50, it becomes a lot more difficult. You know what I mean? If you're that age, it becomes a lot more difficult. But I've figured out a way, a lifestyle, to pretty much guarantee a flat freaking stomach. I'm really happy with the way my stomach looks. And it's not just all about the stomach. It's kind kind of a metaphor for if you've got a flat stomach, there's a pretty good chance you're doing other things right. Now, let me back up because, yeah, there are some people that are, it's not all about weight, because there's some people that are super thin that might be living a really, really horrible, unhealthy lifestyle. So it's not always, but if you're leading a healthy lifestyle, putting the right things into your body, moving your body, and you're going to want a flat freaking stomach. And I'm going to teach you how to do it. That's going to come out in 2017. And another project I'm working on is my talk, 10 Ways to Supercharge Your Life. Well, I do this live in front of audiences. It's getting more and more popular. And usually when I do it, it's standing room only. Every seat's taken. But if I have not come to an area that you might be in and you want to hear this or see this, I think it's kind of not fair to you, because I'm not expecting you to get on a plane and travel a great distance to see a one-hour talk. That would be crazy. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to come out with an online version, an online course that I teach you from start to finish how to supercharge your life. I'm going to show you 10 ways to do it. So there's two things I'm working on. If you keep following me closely, you'll hear more and more. The supercharge is going to come out earlier than the flat freaking stomach. I'm working on it right now as we speak. So it takes quite a bit of work to prepare these things. So bear with me. But if you follow me closely, don't worry, you're not going to miss it. You're not going to miss it, especially if you make sure you're on my VIP list, my mailing list. It's an email list. Just go to davidmaddow.com, davidmaddow.com, and make sure you put yourself on the VIP list. And that way, you won't miss any announcement at all. So for some reason, if you miss an episode of this and you don't catch me on Periscope one day, you won't miss anything. So yeah, that's a good idea. Get on my VIP list, davidmaddow.com. On the right-hand side, the right-hand column sidebar, there's a little place where it's very obvious. You'll see it. You won't miss it. I promise you, you will not miss it. Now, got a story for you. I promise you a story. And you might have to help me with this one, because I don't really know the answer. So, yeah, this is Dr. Dave, and I'm telling you something that I don't know the answer to, and I'm asking for your help. Yeah, well, actually, I am. You're going to see what the story is all about. It was not that long ago. It was a few days ago. It was earlier this past week. I was having dinner with a bunch of friends. It doesn't really matter even where we were. But one of my friends who was sitting across from me started telling a story. I could tell he was kind of sad. He told me a story that he tried to save some kind of bird around his house. There was an injured bird with an injured wing or something like that. And he tried to get the bird, tried to save it, tried to nurse it back to health or something. I'm not sure exactly what this whole story was. But the long story, making the long story short, the bird passed away. Okay, so that's very sad, because as an animal lover, I totally get that. I've got 3 cats. I love animals. As I'm out here in New York right now, I'm actually looking at some squirrels running around in the grassy area around Union Square. I'm looking at a squirrel right now. So I love animals. You know that. But this is the part you're going to have to help me with. I don't really understand. I mean, this person was visibly upset. And at the same time, he had a fork and a knife and was digging into a piece of meat on his plate. Now, here's what I don't understand. Of course, it's really sad when you try to help an animal and it dies, and you try to help a bird and it's injured, and you're seeing that bird. It's really bad, of course, and you're probably seeing the bird in pain and agonizing and suffering, and that's horrible. But what about the 80 billion. I think that's a number. It's not 1,000. It's not. It's billion. What about the 80 billion with a B, capital B, the 80 billion land animals that are killed every year for our food and our leather or anything industry can produce? What about the 80 billion animals that, oh yeah, and they, trust me, they suffer as much, if not more, than that bird did. They suffer horribly, horribly. These animals have feelings. They feel pain. They feel sadness. They feel being scared. They feel everything that we feel, and they feel everything that bird felt. So help me with this. I just don't, and I didn't say anything to him. I just don't understand it, though, how so many people can be so sad when they see an animal in the road that has been hit by a car. And trust me, I do too. It breaks my heart. But then they go out to dinner and they're eating meat on their plate. That's the part I don't understand. Because if you truly love animals, If you truly love animals and don't want to see an animal suffer, then I think what that means is you are already vegan. I mean, that might sound a little weird. But if you love animals, and I'm not saying you, but if a person loves animals and does not want to see an animal suffer, then I think by definition, that person is vegan. Because as a vegan, I choose not to eat animals or wear animal products because I don't want to partake in the industry that causes them to suffer so horribly, and then they wind up in a slaughterhouse and then on somebody's plate with knives and forks jabbed into them. You know, I was walking in a grocery store just yesterday, and I happened to walk past the deli counter. As I'm walking past the deli counter, it turns into an area where they have like the, I don't know what you call it, like hot dogs and all these different kind of meats. And then as you pass that a little further, it's the area where they have steaks and hamburgers and pork. And, you know, so it's like this whole long aisle of like nothing but different types of meat. It seems like it just goes on forever. Some of it's packaged, some of it's behind counters, glass counters, but it's like this long, long aisle that just never ends almost. And people are walking by and picking up their little packages and putting it in their grocery carts like it's nothing. It's like it's a little commodity, like just picking it up, not even thinking that on the other end of that was horrible, horrible suffering. Man, I don't know. Please help me. Am I off base? Am I like saying something that's really weird and doesn't make sense? I don't know. Like, I'm not putting anybody down. I'm really not. As you know, if you've been a long-term listener, you know that I don't put anybody down. I don't like stand up on my soapbox and say, you better do that. I never do that. But I just want you to help me with a problem, with a question. And why is it that some animals are valuable and loved and others are treated like they don't feel any pain or suffering or anything. They're treated like they're nothings. Help me with that question. Just help me with that. If you would, send me an email or catch me on Facebook. My email, by the way, is really, I got a fairly new one. It's a couple months ago. I probably told you, but it's dave@davidmatto.com. Make sure Matto has one D. Don't double D it or won't get it. dave@davidmatto.com. Or Facebook, you know how to catch me there. Help me out with this, please. I want to know the answer. Maybe you can see something that I'm not seeing. Maybe I'm being weird. Maybe the way it is supposed to be is that it's okay to cause animals to suffer. Maybe that's okay. I don't think so, but maybe I'm just missing something. I was just taken aback when people and everybody else at the table, and I think Yoko and I were the only vegans at the table, I think. So everybody else at this table were saying, oh, that's so horrible. It must have been in pain. It must have been suffering. That's so horrible. As they're jabbing their forks into their meat, as they're saying, pass the steak, or as they're eating cheese for hors d'oeuvres, as they're doing all that, they're saying, oh, isn't that so sad? That's what I don't get. Help me out with it. I hope I have actually just given you, no pun intended at all, food for thought. Now, you may already be there. You may already be vegan. You may already be eating only plants, no animal products. And if so, thanks so much. Well, it shouldn't be me thanking you. It should be the animals thank you. But also your body thanks you. Your health thanks you. If you're not there, hey, I want to tell you, I love you a lot. I love you a lot. But I just want you to think. Just do me a favor and just think about it. Why is it okay to harm some animals? Not only harm, and then harm them, then kill them. Why is it okay to do that? And it's totally off base to harm others, like your dog or your cat, or God forbid, a horse. I don't know. I don't have the answer. I personally don't think it's okay. I don't think it's okay. Okay, guys, I'm going to be getting on the train pretty soon to head back to Maryland. And I think, I can't remember if I told you this at the beginning of the show or not, but one of the reasons I took the train was brought my laptop. It's in my backpack right here. And I'm sitting down in the cafe car, or I did this morning, at least sat down in the cafe car and pulled out my laptop and just got a lot of work done. This is great. I just put up a Facebook post a short time ago, a few minutes ago, actually. And the Facebook post said something like this. I'm paraphrasing because I don't remember exactly, but it says something like, the day I stopped worrying about who wins a particular football game, the day I stopped worrying about that was the day that my mind opened up to so many possibilities. So many good things and so many possibilities. My mind just expanded because, I don't know, I'm not down on football. I'm not down on that. But it's an incredible time killer, in my opinion. Incredible time killer. And it wasn't for me because I would rather spend... When my son was young, we used to go to all the games, all the Ravens games. We went to all the home games. And I'm glad I had a great time with him. But these days, I just like to be more productive. I like to move my body. I like to think. I like to write. I like to record videos. I like to Periscope. I like to figure out ways to help other people like you. And I've got to be honest with you. If I'm sitting there watching a football game on the sofa, it is just, I don't know, it's just taking up time. I don't have anything against it. If you like it, do it. For me, it just didn't work. It's a time killer. It really was. I haven't done it for years. And once I got it out of my life and just, you know, when you open up room in your life to, when you expand your life and when you make room for other things, make the availability. Oh my God. Oh my God. Your life changes. I have time to help others. I have time to help myself. I have time to eat the right food. I have time to move my body. I have time to meditate. I have time to do yoga. I have time to figure out my happiness quotient. I have time to do goals, work on my goals. I just wasn't, you know, just sitting on the sofa watching football games on a Sunday all day long, and then Monday night football, and then Thursday night football. Are there any more? I don't know. They probably added a bunch more since I stopped watching. I don't know. I don't even know. I stopped it. It has helped my life so much. I'm not telling you to do it. You might love it. It might be what you live for. It might be just something that's great. I don't know. It just didn't work for me. I'm Dr. Dave. I'll be here, same place, same time, next week. Love ya.
Thanks for listening to the David Matto Lifestyle Show. Please be sure to join us again next week. And remember, you are no longer alone.